The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. This period of time between the ascension of Jesus and his sending of the Spirit is a time of intense prayer for the church, just as it was for those first apostles who assembled together with the Blessed Mother to pray in anticipation of their reception of Jesus' Spirit. And our gospel today is very much the same. It gives us a line here at the end that has to be understood properly in order for us to understand what prayer is, because we can keep instructing or telling you to pray, and yet if we don't have any indication of what prayer actually is, then we may in fact be pursuing a failed project. Because Jesus says, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Okay, this points to the reality of the ascension, that Jesus is the head of his body, the church, and he lives now to intercede for us. He lives now to send from God his Holy Spirit so that we might be animated, so that we might have life and bring God's life to bear in the world. But what is this, whatever you ask the Father? Because, you know, we could ask God for all kinds of things that he's not going to give us or he doesn't desire to give us. And I think of perhaps, you know, the things that we asked of Santa when we were young. You know, we wanted a horse, and yet we lived in the middle of a city or something. It wouldn't really have been beneficial for either the horse or for us to have had that fulfilled. And it can't be that this is what Jesus is saying, that, you know, I want to eat candy for lunch, right? I mean, is that really what he's saying? If we ask the Father in Jesus' name that he'll give that to us? It's not so. What he wants is this, that we need to be so united with God that our will is his will, right? So that the will of God is that we would receive his love and be transformed by his love, and that then we would be in the world transforming the world with the love that we have received. So, but we have to come before our Lord and here and now ask him for whatever is on our hearts, right? We bring that all before him. We say, this is the desire of my heart, Lord. This is what I want. This is what I need. And we come before the Lord and we hold it out to him, and we trust that he has received our prayer, right? We trust that he's heard us. If we speak it, he has heard us. And then we know that God loves us more than we love ourselves. And we know that he will give us what we truly need. And he won't give us what would be bad for us. He'll give us only what's good for us. But as we do that, as we give him then our hearts in prayer, as we hold out to him what we believe to be our needs and our desires, then we know that our wills are coming into alignment with his, because we trust him, right? So, and as our wills then become one and we
attempt here to desire only what God wants, and we bring our own wills, and we say, Lord, okay, well, if you won't, you know, it's fine. Give it to me or don't give it to me, but I trust that you'll give me what's good. Then we know going forth from here that our Lord has heard our prayer, and the more and more our desires and God's desires become the same, then this becomes true. Right? That whatever we ask in Jesus' name, God will give us. This is a great glory, it's a great promise that Jesus holds out to us. But it requires a little bit of work on our part. Right? Because God is King of all the earth. We've just proclaimed it. God is King over all the earth. And he wants to be with us every moment of our lives, to give us the love that we need to go and take on the world, to give us the strength that we need to put into action everything that he gives us, right? To catalyze and to animate all of our gifts, right? God wants us to have a fully flourishing life, a life that's marked with love and joy and peace. And we receive that from God. We receive the grace of God when we come and offer him our hearts here at this altar and receive his love and his life that has been made manifest to us in Christ Jesus in his flesh and blood. We receive it so that we might be his flesh and blood, his body in the world.